You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast. While investors await the mega IPO of Life Insurance Corporation, its employees have decided to strike against the public issue in March. Why? I will share with you shortly. Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest on Russia-Ukraine crisis, assembly elections, markets, NSE Yogi saga, online shopping and more. First up, here are all updates from the stock market on February 18. Both Sensex and Nifty ended lower for the third consecutive session. Sensex ended 54 points lower at 57,833, whereas Nifty fell below the 17,300 mark. HDFC Twins, L&T, TCS and Axis Bank gained, whereas Infosys, Ultratech Cement, Bajaj Finance, ICICI Bank, Bharti Airtel and M&M suffered most losses. Shares of most new age companies were in the negative territory today. Paytm finished at an all-time low of 833 rupees. Cartrade was down 4.5% at an all-time low of 586 rupees. Fino Payments Bank also hit a fresh low of 310 rupees. Experts have remained apprehensive about new age stocks. However, the downtrend today was in line with the overall trend in the market. Investors were cautious given the uncertainties of how the Russia and Ukraine conflict may play out over the weekend. Nestle shares were also in focus today after the company's quarterly earnings report yesterday. The stock ended 1% higher, recovering from losses in early deals. Brokerage Nomura has maintained its buy rating on Nestle and raised the target price to 21,150 from 20,750. It expects Nestle to maintain double-digit sales growth over the medium term. Meanwhile, Morgan Stanley has an underweight call on the stock with a target price of 15,712 rupees. On the other hand, energy stocks traded mixed today after the government announced the first part of a national hydrogen policy on Thursday. GAIL India, Bharat Petroleum and Larsen & Toubro traded higher, whereas Indian Oil Corporation, NTPC and Reliance Industries were in the red. On the crypto front, Bitcoin fell more than 8% to remain just above $40,000. It has declined over 15% so far in 2022. Moving on, reports say All India Insurance Employees Association has announced a two-day strike on March 28th and 29th to protest against the upcoming LIC IPO. The employees believe that this IPO is the first step towards privatization of LIC and will compromise with the interest of policyholders. LIC Employees Union is also supporting the call and has said that 1.25 lakh insurance workers will join the protest and go on a strike on the day of the IPO launch. Next up, here's the latest on the Ukraine-Russia crisis. The situation along the Ukrainian border remains tense. Russian-backed rebels and Ukrainian forces have accused each other of firing across a ceasefire line overnight. Meanwhile, US has accepted an invitation from Russia for a meeting next week in Europe, provided there's no further Russian invasion of Ukraine. Local reports suggest that Russia has announced new drills involving strategic forces on Saturday. Aerospace forces and strategic rocket forces will take part in what the military described as exercises of countries' strategic deterrence forces. According to the reports, Russian President Vladimir Putin will oversee military ballistic and cruise missile drills. Moving on, back home, the Central Bureau of Investigation, that is CBI, is questioning former National Stock Exchange CEO Chitra Ramakrishna over corporate governance failures between 2013 to 2016. CBI has also issued lookout circulars for Anand Subramanian and Ravi Narayan, who was the former managing director and CEO at NSE. Subramanian was chief strategic advisor of NSE from April 1, 2013 and was redesignated as group operating officer and advisor to MD and CEO from April 1, 2015 till October 21, 2016. Sources have told CNBC TV 18 that CBI was questioning Ramakrishna in connection with new facts in an ongoing investigation. This is just a day after Income Tax Department searched Ramakrishna's residence in Mumbai, and prior to that, markets regulator SEBI had imposed a penalty of Rs 3 crore on her for sharing confidential information with an unknown person and hiring related irregularities. Next up are details of a corporate scam. A report has claimed that ABG Shipyard allegedly used a total of 98 related entities, including 60 Indian firms and 38 overseas companies, to divert 22,842 crore rupees borrowed from banks. CBI and ED are investigating the fraud. According to the report, they will write to foreign countries to seek more information on the 38 overseas companies related to the case. CBI questioned Rishi Kamlesh Agarwal, former chairman and MD of ABG Shipyard, 2 days ago in connection with a loan default after carrying out searches at the company's premises. Next up, in a significant move, a special court in Ahmedabad has awarded death penalty to 38 convicts and sentenced 11 others to life imprisonment in the case related to 2008 Ahmedabad serial blast. The blast had claimed 56 lives and left over 200 people injured. Moving on to the latest on assembly elections. While preparations for the third phase of voting in UP, which is due to take place on February 28th, is in full swing, Punjab too is gearing up for its first phase on the same day. Congress today released its manifesto for the upcoming Punjab polls, promising 1 lakh government jobs. It has also promised 1,100 rupees per month to women in the state, and also 8 free cooking gas cylinders per year. Chief Minister Charanjit Singh Channi has urged Prime Minister Narendra Modi to order a probe into former ARC leader Kumar Vishwas's allegations that Arvind Kejriwal is supporting separatists during the campaign for polls. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi hosted prominent Sikhs from across the country at his residence in Delhi today. Lastly, a survey has found that 1 in 4 households are now using quick service apps for buying groceries online. Also, 1 in 10 households placed over 10 orders in a month through these apps. Instamart, Blinkit and Flipkart were rated high on delivery. Big Basket on selection and service, JioMart on value and selection, and Amazon Fresh was rated high on service. The study indicates that quick commerce platforms will need to work on selection, value, quality and service, while the established platforms need to reduce their delivery time to 30 to 75 minutes to gain profitable market share. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on CNBC TV 18 podcast at nw18.com. I'll be back next week with top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to CNBC TV 18.com for all the latest updates.